Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, December 14th, 2014. Welcome to all of those of you who are joining for the first time, and welcome to everyone who have been joining this program on a weekly basis to find out what's going on with Pillai Center programs, what's going on with each other in the community around the world. And this is Dr. Pillai's Grace and Blessings, that is his free program that we can share our experiences and then encourage one another on the path. Wherever you are on the path, you are here to receive the grace and blessings from this divine enlightened master, Dr. Pillai, who would like us to now, this week, share about the benefits of going to India to receive the greatest teachings that are available on the planet at this moment in time. And that Dr. Pillai has never shared the teachings before because he has not been able to give the teachings. So, as the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And when the teacher is ready to give the teachings to the student, then it's this synergy happens. And then the mountains move. And whatever obstacles we are experiencing in our lives, or whatever the master's obstacles are to give us the new teachings, they all disappear. So this is the time. So the divine has paved the way for us as spiritual aspirants, whether we're just jumping on Pillai Center right now. Somehow we got to know Dr. Pillai either through word of mouth, or maybe we landed on the YouTube and then got immersed in those teachings and then came to Pillai Center or astrovid.com, and then we are here now together. So this is a great opportunity for us to come together, share about what it is that Dr. Pillai is going to be enlightening us at the soul level and then at the group level here, and then how that consciousness is going to pervade and be dispersed throughout the world. So I'm going to be taking us through a little meditation to get us into a state of receptivity where we can have an experience. So today is the eighth waning moon, which is a powerful time to access Kalabhairava's grace and blessings. And there's no mistake why Kalabhairava would be, his energy would be available. He's the god of miracles, in that you can jump, have a timeline jump, so jump out of your old ways of thinking, your old ways of creating your own obstacles internally or externally, or allowing your karma to take over so that you can't see anything else. There's no other possibility available for me, is what a lot of us say. So we live in that consciousness of what is outside of us rather than accessing Kalabhairava's grace, who will give us the experience to jump out of that, and then all the doors will open. Things that seem to be walls for us, or people that got in the way of our progress, either on the material plane or on the spiritual plane, that will be removed. It will be diffused away when we access Kalabhairava's grace. Health problems will get resolved. Financial issues will get resolved. There will be miracles that happen, supernatural occurrences beyond the normal everyday stuff will happen. And it will come through his grace and blessings. So we are here going to be discussing about the possibility of everyone who is joining this program or listening to this recording afterwards, or if you're watching the Pillai Center videos, about these three trips to India. you may get the message that it is your time for your soul to go, either on one, two, or all of the trips. There are people who have been sending me emails and talking to me about which trip should I go on, how can I go to all three. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the support from my family to say, yeah, you can go. This will be good for you. So those are all the things that will come up, and definitely they do. However, if your soul knows that it needs to get to India to be with Dr. Pillai, to be in his presence, to remove your karma, meaning the blocks that you imposed upon yourself, and then you attracted all these situations to stop you, that will be removed. All those obstacles will be removed. So your soul will know which trip, whether it can go to one, two, or all three, because all of these are initiations as well. They're all empowerments. So some people may be that they can go and then be in his presence for 1 week, have the karma dissolved away, experience some connection to their higher self, their God self, to that experience of knowing that, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for in my life. You'll have more clarity. Or you may go into the next building step, because each week builds upon the next week. And then you might stay for that week, where you will experience the ability to manifest your thoughts. So, and it won't come from your limited human consciousness. Again, you'll be accessing that deeper states of God consciousness, omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. So you will have that knowledge instilled in you through Dr. Pillai's grace and blessings, because he is the one who has come to this earth plane in this lifetime to be born in a place called Rameswaram in southern India. And that is the place that is also known as sin-dissolving or karma-dissolving Rameswaram, where these temples there, there's 24, 27, I can't remember, I've been to it many times throughout the years that I've been going with Dr. Pillai. And then also he wanted me and a few people to go and go there again and again over and over, so a couple of times a day. That's how much washing away of sins we needed. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on. But these wells have pre-existed even before the temple was built, before the city was built. So these wells all represent a different kind of energy that dissolves the sins. So, for example, there might be a deity that deity is an archetype, and it will remove the ignorance. So it will make you to be sharper in your thinking, to have more clarity. And with more clarity and you're sharper, there's no obstacles. You can see everything. And then you can know how to attract people into your life and to transform the challenging areas of your life. So if you have a health issue that you have not been able to have a resolution to, you just pour the water of the well that represents a deity or divine archetype for healing energy, and then relationship, all the different, the major areas of our lives, family situations, ancestor problems, any kind of like congested energies coming from people who are jealous of you, or people who are maybe supportive for you if as long as you're supporting them, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. But it's not a very deep or meaningful or purposeful relationship. So that gets dissolved away. So you don't throw the people away. That kind of energy between you gets dissolved away. So all those kinds of things can happen in by immersing yourself in these wells, the energy of the wells. You won't be jumping in the wells, although sometimes I wish I did, just to get it over with quickly. But then the body, so the soul knows what the body can handle. So we are not just doing these things randomly. With Dr. Pillai's presence there, he knows exactly who is going to come. And he knows exactly who needs what. So he will be in the presence there. He will be transmitting that energy to you, to your soul, so that your body can handle that kind of quote-unquote burning away of the karma. Some people may share during this call, we'll open it to Q&A discussion, some people may share their experiences going there to India and then being with Dr. Pillai and then coming, before they even come back to their home place or the native place, whatever city or country they're from, before they even get there, things have already shifted. So that's how fast it is to remove the karma from the life. So karma is just whatever you thought in previous lives, you created this whole lifetime to play it all out. And now we're at a point in our lives that we're saying, oh my God, this was not a good idea all around. So that gives you the ability to then be relieved of all this burden and then immerse yourself into the ability to create from more powerful thoughts. So your divine or higher self, because you haven't got any limitations after that. So when you're immersed then with Dr. Pillai and you're immersed in this city consciousness or miracle consciousness or supernatural powers beyond the natural, beyond what you naturally had. So you will have these access to the energy of God consciousness that will then pull you towards creating your own heaven on earth. And then the final trip is all about Kundalini Yoga. Kundalini Yoga means that you are in a play of consciousness. You are just creating heaven on earth, not only for yourself, but you're doing it for the good of all. Anyone who comes into contact with you will just be experiencing that light, that play of Shakti, they call it, the divine feminine energy. So you can watch the videos with Dr. Pillai that he's put out on Pillai Center, and that will give you a tremendous amount of information. I just finished listening up to them for the past, I think it took about an hour and a half or something like that to watch all three, or maybe it was a little longer. But I was just totally elated afterwards, well, all the way through, since the Google Hangout on Pillai Center. And I could see Jairata, she was talking to Dr. Pillai, and each time he would give some information, she was all giddy and all lit up. And that's what we need to be. That's the state of divinity that we need to access all the time, so that whoever is coming into contact with us, we're going to light them up. They're going to be lit up. Then they're going to be like, oh my God, I got to be around you. I want to create with you. That's how the life changes. That's how we get unstuck from our karmic limited storyline. And ask your questions about the India trips or anything that you want to share. Maybe you have been on India trips before and you'd like to encourage others to go. Because if with your own experience, your life changed. And then when the life changes and the divine comes in, it only wants to express through you to help others on the path. Yeah? Was it?
Maybe you hear me.
Yes, Olivia, how are you?
Yes. Hi, Sucharita. Great, great. How are you?
Good. How was the meditation?
Fantastic.
Good. Can you formulate words?
Thank you. Formulate in what way?
Can you have a conversation right now? Are you okay?
Yes, I am okay. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to India.
Ah, fantastic. Which one?
All three.
All three. Good girl.
I don't know how, I don't know how this all happened, but it is happening.
Wonderful. Can you share a little bit about it? Like how you went through the process? Do you watch the videos, or you were just thinking about it, or it just came to you, or your soul is haunting you? What was that for you?
It's a deeper level than the mind, definitely. I was not questioning much. I was just following, that energy, sort of energy pointing me, it's on an energy level mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And when beyond the mind, that it is something that, it's a right time.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to say overwhelmed because I don't want to be overwhelmed. I want my container be big enough to hold it, the energy. So I don't want to put myself into overwhelm, but maybe that's the closest word because overwhelm in that sense of this all, being in all, I would say, or gratitude. Even when I'm talking right now, it's like I can feel how my heart is kind of expanding.
Yes.
It is beyond the words, although it is important to put it into, label it or put it into words, because that really sort of had that kind of conscious imprint on my mind with, if I put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just this, I don't know, the energy is just, the energy is taking me, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like unstoppable, sort of.
Ah, there's the word, unstoppable.
Unstoppable. and I have been, my kind of story, how I got into this vortex.
Yes. So how many, it's only about a month and a half now that you've been introduced to Dr. Pillai, and now you're going to go see him?
Right. like end of September.
Yes, exactly. Okay, a couple of months.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's not even my doing, this in terms of decision. I mean, obviously I made a decision, but it's like divinely sort of, divinely pointing me or divinely guiding me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just know that I need to be there.
Fantastic.
In this lifetime, for sure.
And at this time, right?
Yeah, I thought, I'm the kind of person that jumps, jumps from the cliff not knowing. But, I just realized, there's no point waiting. I'm not the youngest anymore, and, what should I wait for? Like, another year or 2 years or what? I think time is now.
Well, that's fantastic because time is now, and the now time or being in the now, as you've heard, that term or that word is coined, all over the place in different teachings,
mm-hmm.
Eckhart Tolle and all the rest. But being in the now,
right.
That is so potent.
Mm-hmm.
And so congratulations on you jumping in or jumping off the cliff, as you say. You can say it any way you want. But that's where you're getting out of your limitations. You're going into this void, this vortex. And when you're with Dr. Ply, when you first meet him, you think your heart is pounding now or opening now. Oh, my God. When you're in his presence and you're in India, where spiritualism has its birthplace there. I know people say spiritualism has been born all at different places around the planet, but so many people are practicing some sort of spiritualism in India compared to anywhere else in the world, concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all the siddhas are. They're in these, shrines. They've chosen to mm-hmm. remain in their body, to turn it into light. So not just have a psychological enlightenment. Oh, I feel good. They have said, I'm going to turn the body into light so that my physical body will go into this tomb in a shrine and it will stay there and emanate from that place. So whoever is supposed to go, so maybe that's what you can keep open to, is that the siddhas are also calling you, Olivia, and mm-hmm. all of us who are going to go
right.
to come and experience what they have, the teachings they have to give you in that place at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Ply, he cannot give out teachings unless the time is ripe. The
yeah.
time is right, and when those souls are ready to receive it.
Mm. Yes, and that's what, makes my heart pound open, I would say, and just speech. I am in a way speechless because I feel just so, so grateful to be able, and to at this time, because, even as a child, I sort of on some level knew that this lifetime, I need to make a quantum leap.
Yeah.
And sort of, I am aware of it. And, since the end of September, I got connected to Babaji. All those subtle energy shifts I experienced were kind of reassuring me, giving me sort of like
confirmation.
Message. Yeah, confirmation or message on the subtle level or soul level that, oh yeah, this is real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Well,
amazing.
Olivia, do you have any question that you want to ask around it, or you just want to share?
Yeah, just a quick question.
Do
you know that how long, because I know it is Kumbakonam and Maheshwaram, so how long in each place we would stay, we are going to stay?
I think you should receive the itinerary. Now,
having
said that, Dr. Ply can change on a dime.
Okay.
So that's the beauty of it, is he might say, mm-hmm. okay, we have to immerse ourselves in this for this period of time. And depending on what happens with people, how they come up through those teachings of that week or any week mm-hmm. thereafter, Rameshwaram is going to be immersing themselves in the wells, probably for half of the time, and then Kumbakonam for the next half. They're in the same region.
Mm-hmm.
So so probably going down to Rameshwaram and then coming back up to Kumbakonam, it's about 7 hours drive
mm-hmm.
between each. So and this is the beauty of being on the trips in India, is that you're either on a flight or you're on a bus ride with the group or a couple of buses are going in like a group, a convoy, and the teachers who will be there or the facilitators on the bus will be given instructions from Dr. Ply on what it is that the participants on the bus can be doing with that time. So the whole time, whether you're sitting with Dr. Ply in a seminar, going to the wells, or going to the vortexes, the different temples, or going to a fire lab, fire ritual, maybe it will be on a beach, we don't know. It could be in a temple. It could be at a Homa Center in Kumbakonam. Mm-hmm. So all those scenarios and traveling and being mm-hmm. at the resorts or the hotels where you're going to be staying, and these are beautiful resorts, oh mm-hmm. my God, and they're beautiful hotels, so everything is taken care of. You don't have to think about your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Your personal needs are all taken care of, and then the facilitators there and the volunteers there are there to make sure that you are well taken care of and you're having, you know, you're getting the support that you need to continue to delve deeper into your practices.
Mm-hmm.
So you're eating good food, you're getting good rest. And as Dr. Ply said in one of the videos, which I thought was so fabulous, the one at the right, at the beginning, the 36 Steps to Enlightenment, he said, I know you guys can't handle sitting up straight and doing all these yogic things, so the divine has said to me, I'm going to give this to you in a way that you can handle it. And so a lot of the techniques that he's never taught before will be done in a lying down position. So he's so gracious and so compassionate in that he's taking care of even those needs. So even if we do fall asleep and everyone is snoring, you won't hear the person next to you snoring. You'll be in a total unconscious state, and you'll be in a different state of consciousness that is out of the body experience. And then and then under his tutelage, you will receive the grace and the blessings coming from the divine beings, who, as we've mentioned time and again here in the program, anytime we meditate, the divine beings are there. So then people will start to have these experiences where there is a continuous meditation in process, in progress.
Mm.
And you don't have to think about, oh, my God, I'm thinking these thoughts. You'll be, like, conked out. You can be sitting if you want. That's fine. Some people are at that state where they can do it. But even Baba, Dr. Ply says, you know, why are you trying to perform?
Mm-hmm.
Just lie down
and
let the divine do it for you.
Right.
And then you have like the yogic flying or out of body experience where you are, you know, taken to different realms and get different teachings and initiation from these beings, the divine masters, and right in Rameshwaram, right in the place to dissolve the karmas. Because karmas are just your thoughts that you wanted to do in a lifetime. Like you said, I'm going to wait for 2 years. You know, why wait? You know, why wait for 2 years? You know, you're just, and if you can do it, you know, and the soul is longing, it's so thirsty, so that in 2 years, can you imagine what your life is going to look like in 2 years? Everything will be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and then you're not just blindly following, you are going and experiencing. And that's what Dr. Ply wants you to do. He said so many times to many of us who have been with him for a long, long time, he goes, stop following me. Just go and get the experience. You know, he'll lead you to the place, but then you just, you know, you have to go and make the effort to do the practice and do it. And so now when we're immersed in this 1 or 2 or 3 weeks, and he's going to put us into these longer states of meditation, whether we're on the bus together, whether we're in a seminar together, whether we're in a temple together, in a vortex, at a fire lab, he's going to be there to keep us in that meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
That is grace.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly. If one word would describe it all, I would say grace.
Yeah,
because it's due to all this happening, due to Guru's grace. Yes. Yeah, so I'm kind of, I was excited.
I'm very excited.
And just a quick practical question, Sucharita. I actually got some musician the other day, but I don't really want to take any malaria stuff, so I am not sure if this place, you know, the Maheshwaram in Kumbakonam and all these places, is it high, like rates of, for, I know people usually don't take for malaria things, but I am not sure what to do.
Yeah, it's a good question, and Dr. Pillai has had that happen before in the past. I've been on many, many trips over the years. And one year in particular, there was a breakout, or it was, I don't even think it was a breakout, there was a bit of a scare. And so people were saying, oh my God, you know, I don't know if I should go on this trip, I don't want to take the malarial pills, and blah, blah, blah. So we did, he said take them, so we did. And then what happened was when we were down there in India, I think it was Rameshram, he had said that he was getting reports from the participants in the program that they were getting very sick from taking the pills.
Mm-hmm.
So he just went into a deep state of prayer, and then he removed that. Mm-hmm. And we were able to not take the pills anymore, and nobody got malaria.
Wow.
So you can take it if you want.
I don't. I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the whole thing, is that, you know, like a lot of people say to me, should I get immunization? Should I get a hepatitis, blah, 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 all these shots. And, you know, I have had nothing over the years, because that's, I just feel that I'm immersed in the grace and blessings, and it's not on a psychological level. I just completely surrender that if I'm on this spiritual path, then all these divine beings are protecting me. And even if I do get sick, it's just the karma being released from me. I'm not picking up anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes people will even get disease or whatever it is, because they're thinking, they're so scared, and it is part of them to have that karma. So even if you do have that experience, you know, maybe you get Hep C or something like that, or some bacterial infection, that was already predestined, and it's just coming out. But the beauty is that when you're with Dr. Pillai, it will be resolved in that time being.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, here's where you can play your karma out, but it won't be for a long, long time. It may be intense, but it will go. So you just pray beforehand. I'm not just saying for you, Olivia, but for everyone, pray beforehand that you have no health issues. And totally, totally, you know, pray for that. You will be prepared. You know, some people have the malaria pills just to take them as a, you know, sort of a placebo. You know, I have them with me, and if I need them, I'll take them, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. We don't want to prescribe anything. That's not what we're here to do, to tell you whether or not you should take it. You listen to your own self. You listen to your doctor. And if that resonates with you, to do whatever you need to do to get vaccinations, to take the anti-malarial pills, then you just do that. Some people who are at that state where they're just saying, this is fine for me. I'm going to go, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because when I actually went to the travel clinic, and this lady was saying, about the malaria, I make sure you're under the net and blah, 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 and put the DEET.
You should bring mosquito repellent. A lot of people bring natural stuff.
Uh-huh. It would work, the natural too?
yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yeah, I have some, yeah.
Bring it, mm-hmm. And then some people prefer to have the DEET. In some cases, I have exposed myself to the DEET because the mosquitoes were really bad. So I took it. But, you know, so you can bring both and then, you know, sort of govern yourself accordingly.
So is it high, the area is actually high in high risk for malaria? Or?
I don't know. You'd have to Google it. It changes all the time, right?
Okay.
So you can even Google it just or use your own search engine of your own preference.
Right.
You can just put in the search, you know, malaria outbreak or malaria and then Rameshwaram or Kumbakonam.
Well, I don't worry too much about it.
I'm just saying for anybody who has that concern, go and search it out for yourself.
Right.
And then take the advice of your doctor, and then you make your own decision about what it is that you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Lucharit.
Oh, Olivia, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
All right, well, we'll be in touch before then anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Have a great week.
You too. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who has any questions? This is how it goes here on Sundays with Sucharita, by the way. We just have conversations around the topic of the week, the topic of the discussion that Dr. Pillai wants us to share with one another. So we, if you're just joining now, we are sharing about going to India and what that means for us to wake that up inside of ourselves as a possibility, and then to go beyond the limitations that we think we have based on what is happening, you know, on the level of finances or time, or maybe it's going to impact our relationships. You know, here, yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Yagna.
Yagna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I'm going to India. I'm very excited.
Congratulations. And you're going with?
I've invited my son to go. He's 25.
Oh, my God.
He's not necessarily consciously on a spiritual path, so it should be interesting. I've invited him to have an open mind and participate because he needs all his karma removed, as we all do.
Ah.
So we're just going to go for 1 week. I don't want to overdose him first time out. And so we're going to go the first week, and then maybe we're going to travel afterwards.
Now, how did that come about, Yagna?
Well, that's a good question. I kind of wanted to go with someone, and he's a pretty good travel partner. You know, we go camping, and we've gone to Europe, and I told him, you could be my Sherpa, carry my bag. So,
except we're not going into any hills.
I know. But, no, he's open, and he loves to travel, and so it'll be an experience, and he's open to that.
Now, what about being with Dr. Pillai? Are you concerned about that at all? Or?
Oh, no. He came to the Hawaii trip. He came to Kauai in 2009.
Okay.
And he didn't really participate. He just came and he went surfing. But he did come to a fire homa on the beach, and he loves Baba. He loves Dr. Pillai. There's some connection there.
So he was only 20 when he did that?
Right.
Oh, my God.
So that was fun. And, you know, he's at the age where he questions everything.
Yeah.
But he did say he was going to get Vaya Namashi tattooed on his arm. I said, no, don't. I said, it changes all the time. Don't do that. So, and he wears the mala beads for me or whatever. So I know he's open in a way. He's open. He doesn't want to appear that way, but he is.
Well, that's fantastic. And does he have any desire to go to India?
Oh, I think he has a desire to go everywhere.
Ah.
So that's just, and I'm paying, so of course.
But here's the thing. Some kids say, Mom, save your money. I want to buy a computer or something.
Oh, no. No. He's adventurous. He'll go.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I'm so happy for the two of you. And then you're also going to get your nadis done, right? Your nadi reading?
Yes.
And the remedy.
Yes. We're going to do that ahead of time. We're going to get the reading done ahead of time, I think.
So, but that's a fantastic thing to do, because once you're there, you can go and just get your remedies done afterwards. Or maybe a remedy might be even some of the temples that you'll go to while you're down there in Kumbakonam or in Rameshwaram. So
right. You
never know. It can just be like an hour out and an hour back, where people are having a break, you know, in the day.
Right. So there's an opportunity to go out to the temple?
Maybe. It may be.
Okay.
I don't know how they're going to arrange it for you, but that is a possibility. I'm just sharing that because a lot of people are saying, you know, should I get my nadi while I'm there? And if you can get it done before, ahead of time, and if they can schedule it, I don't know what the nadi reader's schedule is, but if you can get it done ahead of time, then that gives you that day that you would go to the office and get go to Astrovet and then get the nadi reading. Or maybe the nadi reader would come to the hotel. It just depends on how many people are going to do it and what the time slots are. Because, again, the nadi is not something that I'm just going to get it done. It's calling. So it sounds like this trip is going to be totally transformational for both of you, in that it's going to, you know, show you what the past lives have been and then give you the opportunity to erase all that. So if you had the reading and the interpretation done ahead of time, you can start to get into that meditative state, so that once you get there, you just immerse yourself in the wells and you already know what you're erasing.
Right.
Right.
Oh, gosh. You know, if I was his age and if I had done this,
oh my God.
You know, so much different.
Absolutely. But what a gift that he has chosen you to be his mom. In this lifetime. Honestly. That's incredible, and you have a spiritual son who, as we have been mentioning all along, is that we got to do what we can at this age and stage in our lives to help the youth to access God consciousness, so they can bring heaven on earth, so they can live heaven on earth, and so then, you know, we have done our duty, not just done our duty, but we can feel so. Precious, have that precious connection with this generation instead of a disconnect, you know, and then just having grace of God coming through, and then, you know, like people have been saying, you know, I don't know if I should bring my kid. What if he doesn't like it or she doesn't like it or whatever? It's so great that you're sharing about it, because it may tweak some people, you know, to say, hey, why not go for it? If there's a younger guy coming along, maybe I'll bring my kid.
Right. Any cute girls out there?
There you go, moms and dads out there. We are creating a dating service now. Spiritual dating on Bubba G's path. Oh, my God. Anything's possible, right?
Anything's possible. Everything's possible.
Everything is possible. That's right. Well, thank you so much, Yagna. And you are, do you have anything else that you want to share?
Well, just a practical question about the food. You have food allergies, like gluten. Is there who do we talk to about that?
Yeah, you could probably just send an email to Maria.
Okay.
And then she can find out about that. More about that for you. However, if you have certain, food constraints or you have preferences, you can bring your own stuff. That's what I would recommend. A lot of people, they bring an extra, you know, bag of, you know, raw nuts or whatever it is that they eat on a daily basis. So, but also you can just check at the hotel and just say, I need to be gluten-free. And then they will talk to the chef. But the people who are there, the trip facilitators, I don't know who exactly they will be. I might even be there. You just can just ask, and then we'll get you set up.
Okay. Great. And one more question. I guess Maria would know. Mm-hmm. When we are supposed to arrive in Chennai on the 30th,
yep,
you know, between 10 and midnight, is the hotel already booked for us for that night?
Yes, everything is booked ahead of time. And if it's okay. If you're wondering, then just send in an email to Maria. She will send you all the information that you need. She will make the confirmation for you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank
you. Some people, it's a great question because some people are coming a couple of days before. Now, that's not included in the trip fees, but you can pay that through your credit card or whatever. But just to make sure that the reservation is made, contact Maria and make sure that you get those two nights. But you have to send in your flight itinerary anyways.
Right.
So once they see, oh, this person's arriving ahead of time, that will give them a heads up and say, you realize that the trip doesn't start till the 30th, and then from the 30th on to whenever you're going to leave, that's how, you know, whatever the trip dates are, that's what's included in the price for the that particular trip. Anything outside of that is your own expense.
Okay.
Make sense?
Great. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you, Yagna.
Oh, and I hope to see you there. That would be fun.
I would love to meet you and your son, too. All right.
Okay. Great.
Take
Thanks.
Care, Yagna. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one of the, is there someone else there?
Hi, so Sharita.
Cindy, how are you?
How are you? Fine.
I'm
nice
on fire. I'm so excited about this India trips coming up. So do you have any questions or?
Yeah, I had a question. If I sit still and meditate, you know, mm-hmm. my body shaking and, you know, like more often right now, you know, I really want to know what does that mean? Like, you know, slumping, you know, like back and forth like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. So that's your question? You're asking if when you're sitting to meditate, if the body is shaking or it's slumping over?
Yeah, slumping over, you know, to the side or to the back or to the front, you know.
Yeah, it's a good question, and it's quite normal for that to for people to experience that at any time. So even long-time meditators can have that kind of experience. So don't worry about it. It just means that the energy is moving through you. Something is being released. Or something is disturbing you, so pay attention to your thoughts around that when it happens. What were you thinking? So, and then that will kind of give you clues to what it is that you need to do next to look into.
Okay. Is that going to disappear or keep going on, you know, like forever like that?
No, it will come and go.
So it's gonna be forever. It's like slumping like that.
No. So if there's something that is prolonged, then you can send an email to me, and then we'll talk about it. There might be something disturbing you.
Hmm? Yeah, that's why someone told me about that. You know, it's something, some negative energy.
Yeah. Can be. So let's just see if it's a long time. Then send me an email, sucharita@plycenter.com. And then we'll get together and over Skype for a few minutes, and then I'll give you some support around that, some ideas about what you can do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sucharita.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cindy.
Yeah, I'm really interested about the Indian trip too, you know, but I can't afford to go, you know. Do you think... we can request Dr. Pillai for, you know, like removing financial karma or something like that?
Absolutely. And that's a really great question because a lot of people have that. They have, including myself at times where I was like, how am I going to get there? And and again, it's like Dr. Pillai says, the divine will haunt you within you. And it will make you to just keep that in your consciousness. So if you really want to go to India, you keep that in your consciousness, put it in your prayers, And then, as I've mentioned and many people have mentioned, things have happened where someone comes and gives them the money to go, or give them a loan to go, or gives or money that I received an inheritance one time that just came out of nowhere right before the cutoff date to go to India, which, by the way, is tomorrow, everyone. So please, it's the 15th. So because it's high season in India right now for travel, it's the best season to travel in India, where it's not too hot and not too cold. It's just right. We need to book the hotels and the transportation. So if you are sitting on the fence, just send an email to Maria at office at Ply Center. She'll put you on a way, you know, on a list that if there is a spot available for you, or there is a spot available and you want to reserve it, then you just let her know. And for people who are pressed for finances right now, maybe you can request some sort of payment schedule. You can propose your, you know, bring forward your own payment schedule and see if that's possible to do it that way. And everybody is a different case. So, again, doesn't get just presented to the administration. It gets presented to Dr. Pillai. So anybody who's on that list who wants to go and they have, they just need a little bit of support to get their finances, you know, to make the payments. They have the finances because they have money coming in. They have a job and everything. But they just can't afford to put it all in at once or according to the payment schedule here through Ply Center. So you can just make that request. And then that request will be given to Dr. Pillai. And then he will, that's why I say pray, because he will hear your calling and then make the mountains to move. So make it possible for you to go, because he is putting it out there to everyone. And so if it's pulling at you and he's putting it out, that's what the energy will come together for, to make it happen. So like he says, you do less and accomplish whatever it is that you need to do. Because the divine is going to take over by that time. So if you keep saying, I don't have money, I don't have money, I don't have money, you've blocked. Or I don't have the time off work, I don't have the time off work, I don't have the time off work, you've blocked. Or my husband, wife, kid, you know, whatever, won't let me go. You've blocked. That's all karma. So, you know, not that we're here to say, you should go or you shouldn't go. You've got to really be sincere and be totally, completely honest with yourself that my life needs a complete makeover. I need a jump into a different timeline where I can't wait anymore, God. You have to make this happen. And then that will give you the faith, too, to understand that, okay, I'm going to go. It's going to happen. Or if it doesn't happen, then if it doesn't happen with my efforts, something will come in. And just that, you are already in a higher state. You've risen above your limited state of being. So these India trips are also a way for us to test what we're doing here on the path with Dr. Pillai. We're not just following him. Again, he doesn't want anybody to follow him. He wants you to see what your consciousness is, see what your limitations are, and then he gives you these opportunities to go and test them. So how much do you really want to go and shift your life? How much do you really want to go and have this great experience? Because it is. I mean, all of us who have been on trips with Dr. Pillai anywhere in the world, we said, how does he top this one? He can't top this one. And the next one he does. Even when we're in India, we go, oh, my God, this week, whoa, that was incredible. He can't possibly top that. And he does. The cherry is on there. And then the whipped cream. Like, it's just so delightful. So, you know, ask yourself the question, what it is that you need to do to focus on you going So if it means to just immerse yourself more in your meditative practices, regardless if you're bopping around or flopping around, don't even bop around and flop around. Lie down. Just lie down and receive. Imagine him beaming into you that consciousness to get there. And then that will be establishing your faith in your own practice and in yourself and in your connection to this divine master. And then if it's your time to go, you will go. You might have some bit of karmic blips, like people say in the past, you know, including myself. I've had flights delayed and I'm just hanging out in an airport and I just put my headset on and I had my, you know, audio going with all the mantras, and all of a sudden I'm being pulled into a lineup, out of the delayed lineup in first class and going through. So that's how these, you know, the karma is always pushing us. The India trips are just another, you know, another way to see what we're doing with our karma or our situation. Okay? So you just pray deeply. And I recommend that you lie down since you're flopping around and your body is shaking. So just lie down, be really relaxed. And then allow the teachings, allow the meditations to sink deeper into you. And pray sincerely. Show the light to Dr. Pillai. Have the Mula Mantra playing. That in and of itself is supposed to create miracles for people. And it does. Except people can't even get to do it. And it's so challenging. But then once you do it, you'll go, oh my God, why didn't I do this more often? I'm getting all these miracles to happen. Okay? So the conversation or the question should go from, what do I need to do to go more into my meditation and to surrender more to the divine? And then the divine will make the doors to open. So the opportunities will come. Out of nowhere and unexpectedly, I can be there.
Okay, so Charita, I got it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Cindy, and I hope that you get to go.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, thanks for sharing and good luck with that. We'll see you next time anyways before we go.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. Yeah, so, and that's what people are going to experience too, is this, when you go to India and you're with Dr. Pillai, he will still your mind. As he mentioned, there are issues with people, high-powered people who aren't very spiritual. And then he just walked into the room. I think this was in Delhi. And these people started to cry. Why? They're men, for one thing, and usually men don't cry. I'm just saying in general, not stereotyping. I'm just saying in general, it's not so easy for a man to shed a tear. And this guy was even like, why am I crying? You know, because he's not even spiritual at all. So he was, that is a sign that when you're in the presence of Dr. Pillai, and that consciousness, that God consciousness in him wakes up the God consciousness in you, then you know. You are just in this heavenly state where you're just in tears of joy. So if you haven't experienced that in your life yet to this point, or you're living a life that's running after things and you're, maybe you're achieving them, maybe you're not, maybe you're frustrated, maybe you're like gloating in all your successes, but there's still hollowness or there's still that longing deep, deep within you. That longing is in all of us. It says, hello, I'm God, and you're not waking me up. You're not taking the steps that could get you that experience and a long-lasting experience. Because as Dr. Pillai said also in one of those videos, the Google Hangouts, was this will never go away. So once you are with the Master, in the vortex, given the teachings of the moment, of the now, that never goes away. And that will be your guiding force, that you have experienced God and you are walking that consciousness, you're eating that consciousness, you're breathing that consciousness, you're speaking it, you're living it, you're touching, feeling, sharing it, so then there is no separation from you and it, because it's in you. So you can read about it, as I do, to remind me, oh my God, I'm so blessed to be with Dr. Pillai, because this guy that I'm reading from his book or his teachings, there it is right there. What I experienced in the presence of Dr. Pillai, anytime I'm with him or anytime I'm not with him. So it's always. So how does that work? Because we're connected to God consciousness and he just tunes it up. He cranks it up, because that being in India so many times over the past couple of decades and being with all my fellow spiritual aspirants, my adventure travelers to all these adventurous places, and not just places around the world, but it's that places of consciousness. We're connected, even if we don't know, as Olivia says, you know when you just don't know. And when you don't know, then you know everything. So we're all connected, and we're all trying to wake that up inside of ourselves. Is this something that you need to experience? And if it's pulling on you, then why wait? Why create the obstacle? Well, you'll have 1,000 reasons. And that can be, you know, take you a couple of years to answer all those reasons, answer all those questions, or live in those reasons, but those are just karmic reasons. So being with Dr. Pillai in India has definitely transformed my life and everyone else's life that I have ever known when they're with him, going to India in particular. Because that is the motherland. That is where you will experience extreme spirituality. And then you will have that forever with you. So once you immerse yourself in something concentrated and you meditate on it, and then you're under Dr. Pillai's darshan, or his the transmission of that empowerment, and he is carefully watching everyone who is there to see what they need, to tweak it, to energize it, to modify it, to continue to guide. And the great thing about being in India as well is that your soul will say, oh my God, I remember this lifetime. And then that opens up this wonderful world of all this knowledge that you can access from that lifetime of being in those temples, being in those vortexes, being with Dr. Pillai. And it all becomes very crystal clear what you are going to be doing next. And then you pray. You say, okay, definitely I love this moment of living in heaven on earth. Okay, now I got to take care of my karma. God, do you think you can do that before I get home? Can you clean up that mess? And I'm just saying it in a kind of lighthearted way, but it's incredible. You know, as you, many of you have listened to the adventures I've been on in this past 6 months or so, going to India, the different places, and staying there for that length of time when I was only supposed to be there for a few weeks, and ended up staying for almost 6 months, and all the places that I went, and each place was like, you know, the initiations coming from those masters or the saints or the sages or the siddhas or the divine archetypes that are part of that temple, the deities, all that teaching was there, and I was present to it in that moment of it, and it just all made everything so. I felt so empowered by it all. But then I thought, oh God, how am I going to go back to my life? Because it just doesn't seem that fulfilling when I'm going to go back. And before I even got on the plane to get home, it just everything started to become this very fulfilled and pleasant and blissful experience. And when I got home, the problems that I thought were there 6 months ago prior to leaving, they had all dissolved away. They had all dissolved away. That's grace. So it is well worth your investment, even if it is for a week. People have said, including myself, I feel like I've been gone for lifetimes. And not only did I change, but everybody around me changed. So it is worthwhile. And Dr. Pillai says, this is the invitation, his personal invitation, for you to make that investment to come and remove your karma in my presence. In Dr. Pillai's presence, so that you can feel, you can experience, you can live unlimited consciousness. It is a bit of a risk, but then life is a risk, isn't it? It's a risk if you stay small and worried. You could get sick. And then what? So we're all here to ask that question and really sincerely ask it and say, what do I need to do to wake this up inside of me, that God consciousness that says, okay, make it happen. I don't care how. I'm going to be open to it, though. Someone said, my mother offered to pay for me, but I don't want to because she's going to control me. Oh, my God. I said, do you not want your mother's blessings? Don't you listen to what we're sharing about getting the mother's blessings is the greatest blessing of all? Oh, my God. The person was like, I didn't even recognize that gift. I didn't even recognize the miracle. I was blocking it. How silly of me. I said, yeah, well, we all do that, right? Because our ego says, me, 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 whatever it says. We all know that. We act like five-year-olds. Sometimes, you know, and that creates this big block. So, no, I can't ask my boss for an advance. Oh, well, he or she is going to blah, 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 blah. You don't tell them why, you just need it for personal reasons. You're going to do the work anyways. And then when you come back, what you'll find is you'll be praying in India, and you'll pray for a better job with a higher pay or a promotion or a business or somebody's going to help you out or you're going to get a loan. Like whatever problem you have, you go to India to resolve that problem. And then that problem gets resolved while you're there. That's what we're doing on this path. We're going towards finding a faster way to do stuff. So it's always going to be a bit of a challenge on the karma. So whether it's a financial challenge, a health challenge, a mental challenge, spiritual challenge, you can even pray to this. Whoever God you pray to, if it's Jesus or if it's, a sage or a saint or a siddha or any master on the path you have a connection with, and then you just pray, you know what, I made some mistakes in my past and that's what's led me to this point, and now I have this opportunity to go get the sins removed with a master who does sin removing as a city power. That's what he does. He removes the sins, gives you the technology to remove the sins in the place of the sin-removing vortex. So it's all lining up. So you just go immerse yourself in it. The divine is going to say, yeah, go. Oh, and by the way, I'll help you to get there. You have to get passionate about your path or your plight in life. And then the divine will make the mountains to move. But you can't just say, I want to go, but I can't go. I've done that too, and guess what? I didn't go. And then people would say, why don't you go, Sucharita? And I was like, oh, I was just in a really stupid state of mind. Mm-hmm. And the next time I was like, I'm going. That sounds like a great trip. I just want my, I want to go to those places. I want to be with these people. I want to do that. And I got to make it happen. It happened so quickly. Mm-hmm. So really, we're here on this path with Dr. Pillai to test how we perceive our lives and how we perceive obstacles in our lives or how we perceive clear path in our lives. And yes, it's going to be a bit of a risk. Look at Yagna. She's taking her son. Yes, he's an adventure and everything else. But what she's not concerned what it's going to do to him. She just knows as a mother, she wants the best for her son, and then he has his own karma that he's going to deal with. And his experience is going to be whatever it's going to he's going to experience, but there she will be. But it's a that's a beautiful thing to do. And couples, husband and wives go, couples go. And they experience God consciousness, and then they experience why their two souls came together to be united in God. Two souls coming becoming one in a marriage or in a divine coupling. And then they have this profound release from any bad karmas or bad energies that were going to block them from having a beautiful life together, a divine life, a divine marriage, a divine relationship. Bosses and their employees have gone. So this is open to everyone. So if you just think, oh, I'm limited because I don't want to go by myself. I don't know anybody. The thing is, you will know everybody within a day. Because all of our souls have decided to come together and reunite, whether it was from some past lifetime or maybe this lifetime we haven't seen each other for a while. And we decided, hey, we got to see each other again with Dr. Pillai in some place. And in this case, India. So there will be this soul connection, even if you don't know. I mean, I didn't know anybody. And over the years, the friends that I've made over the years are forever friends. We go through our ups and downs on the path, but we're forever friends and forever grateful for having those experiences. So we have to fill these trips up so that we can be connected to all our buddies on the path. Mm-hmm. And then that energy that gets cultivated, that lays down the path for others to follow, and then also it does something. So when you go to India, there's some divine reason beyond you, your own personal needs, or maybe even you know, the community's needs and whoever it spills over into. But there's a divine purpose. The divine has some other reason. And that's very exciting. Because people have, in these kinds of experiences with Dr. Pillai, have visions of the big picture. So the golden age is happening. And when we have a concentrated group with the master for 21 days, as he said, he never wants, and I know Dr. Pillai has never been in any place for 21 days doing full-on teachings and being immersed in full-on vortexes. So it's kind of enticing in a way for me. Oh my God, this has never happened before, so who would want to miss that or miss out on some part of it? Because he's just creating this opportunity for a bunch of people to come together and elevate the consciousness and, you know, get some great things happening in the life. But we're also together being called by higher realms to create this exciting vortex. So it's almost going to be like a channel that the divine can come in the golden age information can be channeled in. to the earth plane and then spread out as we go back to our native places. How cool is that, to be a part of that? So being on the path with Dr. Pillai is not just about, you know, your self-interest. It's about being a part of this incredible journey that he himself has been on, and then what he can do for other people. And then for the world as well, because that's what his he chose this lifetime to do, and to take people to these different places around the world at particular points in time in this lifetime where the energy was going to be really powerful to create these openings for the divine to come in, and then the consciousness spreads and the golden age or heaven on earth happens that much sooner. And then those people who are in the light body program, you know, you have this desire to turn the body into light during these 21 days. That's a big invitation. That's a big invitation. Are you going to go for it? You got to see, right? You got that's a. These are all the serious questions, or sincere questions, maybe not serious. But really sincerely, how much do you want it? If you're crying to the divine, door is open. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to share, or they have a question about something, about the programs that are being offered? Or if you've been on a trip before and you want to encourage other people to go, even if you don't plan to go, maybe that encouragement will open doors for you. Yeah?
Hello? Yes, can you give us some information about visas? I've looked at it, and it says you can get a visa upon arrival, but my feeling
no.
It would be smart to get it before you go.
Definitely you cannot get it on arrival.
Okay.
You have to go. You can send an email to maria@plycenter.com, and she will give you all the information on how to get your visa. But generally speaking, I don't know which city or country you're from, but there should be an Indian consulate in your city or nearby.
Teresa?
Yes.
This is Yagna.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Yagna.
Hi, they just recently changed that visa thing.
What?
It's brand new with the new government. They want to make it easier for people to come. So if you go to the visa site or the India site, you can get it online. So anyway, check it out. It's brand new.
Okay, so you go online, and then what happens?
Well, you fill out an application.
Yes.
And you have to email them your photo and your first page of your passport.
Okay.
And then you send the form and that. And then you get some kind of an approval, and you just present it upon arrival. I haven't done it yet, but
okay. Please look into that, because I think that I don't know if this is you're in the States, right?
Right.
In the U.S.
Right, and only certain countries, but U.S. and Canada, I think, are included in those countries.
Brand new, spanking new, because I just got back from India.
Right.
So this is really, really new. Great that we're talking about this. So,
right, and it's $60, I think, is the fee.
Yeah, that's the normal fee, $62 in Canada.
Right.
But then we would have to go to the consulate and go fill it out. Well, we could do it online, but then we would have to bring it to the consulate, and then they would take that and give us put it inside of our passport.
Right. Now it's different. So go to the India, just search for online visa to India, and it'll get you to the site, the government site.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
for your country.
You to some other site. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Yagna, and I think the caller dropped. Does that help?
No, I'm still here. Is that would that be for multiple entries into India, or just 6 months, or a one-time entry?
You know, I don't know.
I think it might give you, it asks you all those questions, but I haven't finished the filling out the application yet.
Do multiple, though, you guys. Do multiple.
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah. And then do you do it for 6 months, or is that the limit?
Yeah. The limit is 6 months, I believe, for a tourist visa. But it depends on where you are, what country you're from.
Well, when I looked at it, there was multiple choices, all three that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Also, I looked up flights, and I was amazed at how reasonable the flights are.
I know, right?
Yes.
Who has the flight?
To Europe. But they said they had one stop, but it didn't tell me where.
What airline?
Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering which airline.
Well, I looked at multiple ones. Emirates, also a combination with Air France.
Okay.
I go from Toronto to sometimes through Dubai, so Emirates. I went through London. That was a really quick stopover. And also through Brussels is a quick stopover. Now, I don't know what it is from the U.S., but those are the couple of quick stopovers.
Hmm.
And then you just can fly, phone. I think you can go online, and if there's a drop down that says the actual timings for the changeover, like for the stopover.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Who's this, anyways?
My name is Elena. I'm in the state of Washington.
Oh, welcome, Elena. Are you going to India?
Thank you. I'm planning on it. It's going to happen. Yeah, and I'm actually a teacher of transcendental meditation, and I believe that Dr. Pillai was in Europe when I was doing my training, and their training also.
Oh my God!
Maharishi.
What a great reunion that would be.
Well, I remember seeing him on stage. You know, he sat up on stage with some other Indians. Of course, he was in his robe at that time and long hair and everything. And it was really, really wonderful. But, oh, God, we had such a great time, and I'm so looking forward to India.
Oh, well, fantastic. If you have any questions, please, and Maria, Office at Ply Center, Maria at Ply Center or Office at Ply Center, and ask for Maria. If they don't help you out, you know, if you need more support, please send me an email, and I will be happy to connect with you.
Okay, thank you. What is your email?
It's sucharita@plycenter.com.
How do you spell Sucharita?
Yeah, it's Sucharita.
I had an S instead of an A, so I got it right. Somebody sent me a YouTube, I think it was Maheshwara, on the Miracle YouTube, showing the mantras that he had. I was pretty successful in writing down most of the words, but right in the middle of the process of the miracle mantras, I couldn't quite catch how to write them down, how to get the spelling right. How would I be able to see the spelling of the miracle mantra?
I'm not really sure which one you're talking about, so send me an email, and then I'll look into it for you.
Thank you so much. I will.
Hiya.
Thank you. I can't wait to be in India.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for you to be there, too. That'll be so great. And please, you know, go to Dr. Pillai and just, you know, share your experience.
Oh, yeah, that gave me a huge set of goosebumps.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, great. So we'll be in touch by email then.
Now, is there going to be another Dr. Pillai doing another video today?
I believe that there was something going on through Google Hangouts, so just jump on plycenter.com and see what happens, what's there on the, you know, that rotating banner at the top, or maybe on the sidelines it tells you which events are going on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Great, Elena. I'm looking so forward to meeting you.
You too. You know, I've been watching you guys. I just ran into him by accident when I was looking up something for Maharishi, and I've been following him now for a couple of years, and I just thought, gosh, I just want to be with him so much.
Oh, you got to. This is your calling, sister.
Okay. Well, I have a special present for him.
Aw, sweet.
Okay.
All right, take
talk
care.
To you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good week.
You also. I'm
Thank
sure you will.
You.
In fact, we're having
you.
A beautiful day here today. I'm
oh,
looking
nice.
At a mountain in my backyard.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's incredible. And that's what Dr. Pillai was talking about. You know, his one of his first teachers, his first gurus was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And it was when the Beatles were around and Elaine Keir was around. And, you know, he said that the most powerful teaching that came from the Maharishi was, he had said, do less and accomplish more. And so when you go into your meditation and you do a sincere prayer and you feel that calling of the soul, it's a wild calling. It starts to wake something up in you, makes you to, you know, be anxious and be fearful and be excited and be overwhelmed and be all the rest and be blissful and happy and joyful and totally focused at the same time. So it's pretty wild energy. But doing that with the meditation, that doesn't mean you're running around and doing lots of stuff, but lots is happening. And then Dr. Pillai says, he takes it even further, and he says, when you come to India, I'm going to get you to lie down and do nothing and accomplish everything. So when I heard him say that, I have it in bold letters here on a sticky note, and I've got it stuck to my computer screen. And it's just, every time I read it, I go, this is amazing, because this is how we're going to bring in the golden age. Is that we're not going to have to sweat and toil so much. We just have to have very powerful thoughts. And the powerful thought is what you want to manifest. It's not why you can't. Those are demotivating and they're disempowering thoughts. And they're destructive thoughts because they destroy your opportunity. Right? So it's, again, do nothing and accomplish everything. If that's what you want to experience, going to India and just lying there, and everything else is taken care of for you. Trust me, everybody's there to just make sure that you are having a great time. And, you know, all you got to do is wake up and brush your teeth and get to the dining hall. And then somebody tells you, okay, go to the bathroom, you know, we're going to go on the bus or we're going to get on a plane, so get your stuff ready and this is the time we're going to leave. Then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this. So it's, you don't even have to have a watch or anything. You're just always being guided. And the reason Dr. Pillai does that is so you can just be in a meditative state. So be doing nothing, really. Just immersing yourself in God consciousness and then accomplishing everything, even before you get back home. So regardless if you go for a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, you are going to have the experience that your soul needs to experience at this point in time. Someone wrote to me and they said, I'm so stressed out, I don't know which two to choose. So by the end of it, the person, you know, I was going back and forth, and I said, okay, well, you know, so you're going for two, and you don't know what to do in between. Okay, let's go through all the different options. And then by the end, she said, I'm going to all three. Forget it. Well, I don't know why I'm having this conversation. I'm just making it difficult for myself. It's only this much, and I can afford it, and da-da-da-da-da. So just be really sincere and ask the divine to show you where it is that you're creating the block. And then don't just say, oh, my God, I shouldn't think that. And blah, blah, blah. Don't get stressed out. You just say, get rid of that. Make me to think a powerful thought. So do nothing about your karma pulling you down. Don't pay attention to it. That's what it means. Don't pay attention to the karma. That is always going to be there unless you challenge it. And you don't have to fight it. You just say, no. Okay, that is where I block you off, karma. And then I go and ask the divine, and the divine accomplishes everything. And then that's where you will understand about the 36 steps, the fall from grace, so to speak, and then how to build that back up. So you how to take the steps back up to be immersed in grace, God consciousness, all the time. And then the city powers one, how to create miracles in your life, but not just in your life, for you. That miracle consciousness pours out of you, and people say to you, my God, everything happened that you just said, well, you know, that guy will be okay for me, and everything will be okay, and it got to be okay. You did that. And you just say, no, no, it's just the divine coming through. And then finally the Kundalini, that's where heaven on earth. You want to rock the world. And because Kundalini is a creatrix. Ah, that was another thing. Someone had written into me or talked to me. Can't remember. Maybe it was a combination of both. They said they're afraid of snakes. And, you know, the Kundalini video talks about, Dr. Ply talks about, okay, going to these vortexes and temples, and then there will be like a snake pit that they will do the offering because the Kundalini is the energy of the snakes and blah, blah, blah. And so what if this person sees snakes and what will happen? And I said, well, just for the mere fact that you're sharing about this fear, you know, snakes are just the thing that brings the fear, brings up the thing that is blocking us in our life that we don't even know about. So being in the presence of the snake is actually, you're able to handle your own fears, your own anxieties. And then being with Dr. Ply, nothing ever goes bad. It's just not possible. And then you'll, you know, there may not even be snakes there, or there may be snakes, because I've gone to them, I want to see snakes, and I don't see snakes. And then when I was staying at the Kumbakonam house, there was a snake that just came out of the garden right in front of me, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. And then I had asked Hanumandas what that meant. He's also a Siddha that we work with, the advisory services, and he had said that was indicating where your level of Kundalini energy is rising and able to sustain. So again, everything is all about how we're coming up against things in ourselves and how that's manifesting in our life. So if you're afraid of snakes, then you can just pray sincerely that you'll be fine, which you will be, but also beforehand. So that gets cleared before you even go. So even if a snake did show up, because trust me, I don't like them either. They freak me out. They're creepy. But then when it was there, it was so beautiful. I had this beautiful experience seeing this, you know, I don't know, 6-foot snake swirling around, you know, squiggling through the grass in front of me. And I'm like, and then just out the gates of the house. And, you know, okay, carry on. Right? So that's the Kundalini part of it. But again, you know, here we're just here to kind of encourage one another and make sure that if you're sitting on the fence, and just put in a request. Okay, this is what I think I can do. This is what I want to do. This is what I think I can do. Please, you know, reserve a spot for me, and then they will talk to you about how you need to go about it. But, you know, we have to get a certain amount of numbers so we can make the reservation for each part of the trip, or each of the trips. And I believe, again, someone asked if there was something else being talked about, the Indie trips, why you should go and all the rest. I think there's a Google Hangout that Jayretta was maybe putting on, or somebody at Ply Center was putting on today as well. And you can go ahead and watch that. I'll watch it as well and remind everybody next week about it. So, and then thanks to Yagna for sharing about the new visa situation for the application process. Please, please check it out. Even if you have major reservations for the trip through Ply Center, you've made your down payment or you've paid for the programs that you're going on, the trips that you're going on, then get on your visa right away. Because I don't know how it is for every other country. But definitely it sounds like there's going to be some made easier for us. Imagine that. A sign of the times. Truly it is, because I just got back from India, it wasn't that, didn't seem that easy that I that Yagna is talking about. So I'm very happy to not sit in a visa office for hours on end waiting for my passport to get stamped with the new visa. Any other questions, comments?
Hi, this is Larkin.
Hey, Larkin, how are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering if you knew where to, the best place to get flights from, where, you know, go on, you said that you've flown Emirates before. Or I was just,
I just wrote in, you know how I got back from Delhi was, I just went Delhi to Toronto cheap, and then a bunch of options came up.
I see.
And then I just searched those options, and then I had flexible dates. So, you know, I don't know if you have flexible dates, if you have a day or two that you can play with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do it that way. Yeah.
That helps.
Okay. How are you doing otherwise?
Thank you.
Which trip are you going on?
The birthday.
Which one?
What sounds most interesting is week one and week three, but I think I might go for two out of the 3 weeks, but it might have to be week two and three, I'm thinking.
Send me an email.
Initially, I just wanted to go on the first week, but now that I'm just sort of looking at my calendar, it just weeks two and three seem to make the most sense for work, you know, to fit my work schedule in.
Right.
But it does seem that I will have, you know, a couple days to play with work because, I mean, I work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and the week two begins on February 5th, I believe. So it does take about 48 hours to fly. So, of course, there's going to be that to factor in. But I'm looking forward. I think I might make the jump.
All right. Well, I hope you get to go. And if you need any support, then just send me an email, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. We'll be in touch. We can hook up on Skype. It would be nice to speak with you anyways.
Oh, yes. Yes, that would be great.
Okay, Larkin.
All right.
Anything else?
No. No, not that I can think of. There was the, you know, I've been very busy lately, you know, with sort of what I've, with my career, which is sort of taking off. And Black Friday and Cyber Monday rolled around, and there were all these discounts on Pilai Center, and I missed it. And I really wanted to do the timeline jumping program.
Mm-hmm.
But,
go to India, you'll have your own timeline jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big timeline jump.
Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, it's the best time in the year to go, I feel like. I mean,
absolutely.
And plus, for me, I've gotten my my predictions for the beginning of the year, and the beginning of the year is supposed to be pretty slow. Like in terms of, you know, business for me.
Okay.
And I sort of work for myself. And so I'm looking at it, you know, I mean, the past couple of weeks, I've had the biggest weeks that I've ever had. And I think that, I mean, I know that like the holiday season, everyone's happier. Like wherever you go, at least
I would agree with you.
People are looking up, and you know, I sell insurance, but I sort of work in it's more like financial services, and with what I do, we actually lift a lot of people up. You know, we get people who weren't making, and so you know, I mean, like I know that other people like in like my organization, they're you know giving people jobs, and you know, I mean. I know that, you know, I think that, you know, just the the beginning of January will probably be as good as December, but I feel like just the timing of the trip is perfect, so I'm thinking that I might do it.
Well, keep your prayers. Maybe you'll go for all three. You never know, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Keep it up. I know that you're, just for people who may be hearing you for the first time, Larkin, you have this tremendous ability to stay focused on your practices, to trust in the divine flow. You have a curiosity for the right timing of things, and not just in a kind of a random way. Like you're saying, you're looking ahead and saying, okay, this is not the time for manifesting, as in focusing on the business and all that as the new year rolls out. So maybe this is the time where you go to India and get all your spiritual energy, so that when you have all that spiritual energy and all that transformational energy, then you come back into the life, come back home and go back into your work life, and you're just on fire. And then that's the right timing for all that spiritual energy to be, and creative energy to be put into play in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds
it could
be good timing.
I mean, I think that what the most out there thing that I think I've said in a while was that when my car broke down on the way to driving to New York City to meet with Dr.
Right.
Bly,
I remember
after
I'd that.
Gotten
yes.
a ticket, and I hadn't been truthful with my mother about where I was going, and she thought I was going to work, and instead I was driving 4 hours away to go meet with the person that she had initially, you know, turned me on to, you know, you know, her running, you know, sort of, Larkin, I can't talk right now. Like I've been waiting, you know, months to view this midbrain, you know, thing, you know, by Dr. Pillai. I think that was in November of 2013 or something, or maybe
right.
It might have even been 2012, actually.
I think it was 2012, maybe.
Yes, it was. What I mean is 3 weeks is a long time. And for me, I only work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But that's a 6-day work week condensed into 3 to 4 days. And, I'm going to be missing, you know, 12 work days. But I don't know. So I was feeling that, you know, being there for, you know, the full month of January might, but I mean, ideally the 3 weeks, I know that would be transformational.
It's up to you. Like, you know, I'm just kind of encouraging you along, but if you can just go for even 1 week, that's going to be really beneficial for you. So don't stress out
mm-hmm.
over it, and don't miss too much work over it too, that you can't, you know, afford to go or whatever. It's going to press push on your financial budget. You know, and we're not encouraging people to, go beyond their means. But if you have the time and you have the finances and you're in that state where this is going to be really beneficial for me, then everything will happen smoothly for you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. I'm just saying, if it's a wish list, would you go on all three?
Yeah.
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 Of course, right? So you just, if you want to pop me an email and we'll talk on Skype, that's fine too.
All right.
So, all right, Larkin. Thanks. Well, thanks for sharing.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Yeah, so Larkin is another young man that his mom had introduced him to, Dr. Pillai, and his mom has passed since. And we're very sorry to hear about that loss. However, I'm just so thrilled. Maybe it's, the calling of the goddess energy, the mother divine energy coming through his mom's soul. You know, because every mother, we're all connected to our mothers, whether we got along with them or not, while they were here, or maybe if they left and we still didn't get along with them, they passed on. This is a really great opportunity to immerse yourself in that dissolving energy, because it's through our mothers that we came into this lifetime, that we got to meet our spiritual master, get on the spiritual path, and then evolve the souls around us. So my mother had passed before I had gone on to one of the trips as well. And when I was in, I forget which place it was, but it was in some powerful vortex in India, probably in the Kumbakonam area, could have even been Rameshwaram. I just had this deep, deep, deep DNA cleansing. I can't even, you know, it was so deep inside of me that was cleansed, and I was just, you know, praying for my mother's soul to be at rest and at peace and to evolve to peaceful places, you know, to higher realms, so that she could be free from the life of suffering that she had, and then to bless all of the kids, because that's all she wanted, was to bless her kids. And when I came back from that trip, it was so profound in that my siblings, who they have kids now, and even one is a grandparent, you know, they had revisited their spiritual path. So I was just like, holy cow, like that to me is so divine. So, you know, there's many benefits to going to India, and then the soul will know what it needs to go and for how long. You know, it might sound like, oh, you know, you're telling everybody to go. I'm not at all. It's if you have that in you to go, if you know deep, deep, there's this longing that pulls you and pulls you, then you just you pray sincerely to it. Because I didn't know I was going to go and have all these revelations that were not only just revelations like, oh, that's cool, that sounds right, or that was a release, or, you know, okay, my life has changed. It was like the experience was beyond words. The experience was just like, oh, thank God. That's all I could say was thank God. And then thereafter, the life of not just my life, but that unfolded for everyone in a whole new way. Because it's like a wave of consciousness comes through us. And we allow our ancestors to be at peace and to be at rest in higher realms where they can beam down this God consciousness, wake that up inside of us, because they're connected to us at the DNA level. And then that divine consciousness roots out anything that's going to be suffering, that this body, this vessel that we call the physical body, that's also made up of mental, spiritual, emotional, all the rest, bodies, subtle bodies, and so on. Don't need to know all that. We just need to know that we're, I think it was Olivia said, I want to be able to contain the divine. Well, we cannot contain it. We can certainly go with the wave, though. And we, in a way, we don't want to contain it. We want it to just flow freely. We want to have limitless supply of energy coming in and limitless supply of time to come and to do the things that we need to do. So any investment on your spiritual path, there's always a great, great, great return. And it's unspeakable because it's different for everyone. So although we can share with each other, you know, as Dr. Pillai says, you got to go take a bite of the apple. I can tell you what it's going to taste like, what it's going to look like. But until you bite it, then you will know. He can see right through everyone. He can see all the problem areas. But he doesn't do it as something that he wants. It just gets illuminated, and then he sees, oh my God, okay, this person has to do this. Just as someone like, you know, a professional, someone who works in finances and they're a professional financial advisor, they see immediately what your problem is, and they see immediately what the solutions, the different options to make the solution to your problem, financial problem. Mm-hmm. which will then spill over into your other areas of your life, doesn't it? So he sees the spiritual solution to the problems, and right at this point in time, the spiritual solution can be there for you in India on one of these trips. So I invite everybody to go and review. I've watched these videos now several times each, and each time I watch it, a consciousness comes in. I hear he's saying the same thing. Oh, yes, I just heard this. But then something shifts inside of me. And then, oh, my God, this is what is needed, what I have to do in my life for the other, to take care of the other areas of my life. God helps those who help themselves. So if you take the steps and you go help yourself to access God consciousness, watch these videos versus watching silly videos that are on the, they're entertaining. I'm not going to say that I don't watch a video that's entertaining, but the consciousness drops. So watch your consciousness even when you're watching the movies. Generally, I have my mantra writing when I'm doing that. So I do my mantra writing. So I kind of feel like, okay, I'm in this world, but not really of it. I'm doing something else that's more conscious. But I'm with somebody and, you know, we're trying, you know, been invited to go and watch a movie or do whatever. Because they need to get out and they don't, you know, they want to have a friend and this and that. So, you know, you be doing the things that you're doing in your life, but with so much more joy and so much more purpose and such, and selflessness. You know, a lot of people say, I'm on the spiritual path and da, 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 and they're very selfish. Then they come to meet Dr. Pillai and they go, oh my God, I didn't realize I was so selfish. I need to get rid of that so I can be unlimited. Go to India. You will be unlimited. And not, and then also, for those people who've never been to India, or maybe they've been to India, but you haven't been with Dr. Pillai, you are like in a different dimension. There's everything that goes on in India is, it's a wild experience if you're from the West and you're not used to it. And even if you are used to it, like I've been back and forth to India, spent time, a lot of time there and away and then back again. So there's this dichotomy, but then it almost, it becomes like, it amplifies all my buttons that need to be pushed. The things that I think, oh, that wouldn't upset me. Oh, that wouldn't make me angry. Oh, that wouldn't, you know, make me to cry or to feel compassionate. Whoa, everything gets intensified. And then you understand, whoa, not so spiritual. Guess you got to work on that a little bit. So it would definitely, going to any of you and being in the vortex and being with Dr. Pillai will test where you are on your spiritual path and just who you are on your spiritual path. No matter how long you've been studying with Dr. Pillai or studying with different masters or been on the spiritual path, meditating maybe through TM. So many TMers have been coming to this program week to week and hearing your experiences, and now you're with Dr. Pillai, and it's a different kind of experience. And it's bringing everything together, you know, for you, for all the years that you've been on the path. And my hat's off to everyone who's been on the spiritual path, and you meet Dr. Pillai and you get an opportunity to see him in person and to spend time with him, getting that empowerment in the right place at the right time, in those vortexes. My God, that is grace. That is grace, pure grace. So pray for your grace to wake up inside of you and then make the doors to open, make the opportunity to come, give you clarity on which trip you need to go on and how it all will work out for you so that you will be at ease with it. You'll be excited or maybe even overwhelmed because there's so much going on, but to be at ease in all that excitement so you're flowing with it all. right? That's the true path that Dr. Pillai has shared about bringing, in this lifetime, it's all about bringing God consciousness from within you, uncovering it all. That's what the vortex do. It blasts the layers of blocks, of the layers of consciousness that are burying your divinity. So he, as he says, I just have no barriers. So I can easily transmit pure God consciousness to you, in that you already have that God consciousness in you, but it recognizes it. So we recognize the God consciousness in one another, and with that recognition or that remembering, then you just can be in it. It's not like you got to go to school for a long time to enlightenment courses or whatever. That helps, but then boom, you experience it. And that will never, ever be taken away from you. It will continue to grow in you. And as it's growing, it's spreading that intelligence. Because light is just intelligence. It gives you the ability to see more. And not you seeing, God seeing. The God within you seeing. And then you're just the vehicle to make it all fun. Hey, God. Yeah, what are we going to do now today? Right? What are we going to talk about today? Where are we going to go today? What are we going to do? And then you'll live us this divine, purposeful, sacred life that is full of a lot of joy, even through hardship, even through challenges. So challenge yourself to make that prayer today and tonight and up until tomorrow, the 15th, before you have to, make the decision to go or not. And if you can't do, if you haven't opened up that opportunity, or it hasn't presented itself to you, but there's something really pulling you, then just send the email to Maria at Office at Pillai Center, or Office at Pillai Center. If Maria doesn't respond to you by tomorrow, send to Office at Pillai Center as well. So copy. So Maria at PillaiCenter.com, Office at PillaiCenter.com. Or you can send me an email, sucharita@pillaicenter.com, and we'll get you focused and settled and get you clarity on what it is that you can do or need to do moving forward. Any other questions, comments? Well, I hope this has been helpful. Thanks to everyone who came forward and asked the questions. Please go ahead and watch those videos again. Watch the hangout from today or previous days about the different parts of the birthday trip that are available. And then thanks to Kalubhairava, his grace and blessings now, today, in this eighth waning moon, will make the miracle to happen for many people so that they can experience being with a master in India, if that's what is needed for the soul's evolution at this point in time. That's the miracle that I pray for God to bless everyone with, who has that wild calling inside that says, this is the time. I am on an adventure, and this is what I want to live in life. So I will leave you all with thanks and gratitude to Dr. Pillai, and we will see you next time. Take care, and God bless. Bye-bye.